We are going to do an exercise now. That is a way to begin to try to experience that place where you are not your programming. There is no way anyone can fail at the exercise. We're just going to be looking at whatever you are feeling or thinking. So whatever comes up is just right. At certain points, I'll ask you to pause this recording briefly while you follow a particular instruction. Take a moment now to place your playback device within easy reach, in a position where you won't have to open your eyes. Now, close your eyes, get settled into your chair, and follow my voice. If you find yourself wandering, just gently come back to the sound of my voice. For a moment now, turn your attention to yourself in this room. Picture the room. Picture yourself in this room and exactly where you are. Now, begin to go inside your skin and get in touch with your body. Notice how you are sitting in the chair. See whether you can notice exactly the shape that is made by the parts of your skin that touch the chair. Notice any bodily sensations that are there. As you see each one, just sort of acknowledge that feeling and allow your consciousness to move on. Now, notice any emotions you are having, and if you have any, just acknowledge them. Now, get in touch with your thoughts and just quietly watch them for a few moments. Now, I want you to notice that as you noticed these things, a part of you noticed them. You noticed those sensations. Those emotions, those thoughts, and that part of you we will call the observer you. There is a person in there, behind those eyes, who is aware of what I am saying right now, and it is the same person you've been your whole life. In some deep sense, this observer you is the you that you call you. I want you to remember something that happened last summer. It can be quite simple, just about anything. Pause this recording and take a moment to find a memory, then resume when you're ready. With the image you have found in mind, just look around. Remember all the things that were happening then. Remember the sights. The sounds. Your feelings. Any other sensations? And as you do this, see whether you can notice that you were there then, noticing what you were noticing. See whether you can catch the person behind your eyes who saw and heard and felt. You were there then, and you are here now. I'm not asking you to believe this. I'm not making a point of logic. I'm just asking you to note the experience of being aware and check and see whether it isn't so that in some deep sense the you that is here now was there then. The person, aware of what you are aware of, is here now and was there then. See whether you can notice the essential continuity. In some deep sense, at the level of experience, not of belief, you have been you your whole life. I want you to remember something that happened when you were a teenager. Again, pause the recording and resume when you have an image in mind. Now, just look around. Remember all the things that were happening then. Remember the sights. The sounds. Your feelings. Any other sensations? Take your time. And when you are clear about what was there, see whether you can, just for a second, catch that there was a person behind your eyes then who saw and heard and felt all of this. You were there then, too. And see whether it isn't true, as an experienced fact, not a belief, that there is an essential continuity between the person aware of what you are aware of now and the person who was aware of what you were aware of as a teenager in that specific situation. You have been you your whole life. Finally, remember something that happened when you were a fairly young child, say, around age 6 or 7. Pause the recording and resume when you're ready. Now just look around again. See what was happening. See the sights. Hear the sounds. Feel your feelings. Any other sensations? And then catch the fact that you were there, seeing, hearing, and feeling. Notice that you were there behind your eyes. You were there then, and you are here now. Check and see whether in some deep sense the you that is here now was there then. The person, aware of what you are aware of, is here now and was there then. You have been you your whole life. Everywhere you've been there noticing. This is what we mean by the observer you. And from that perspective or point of view, I want you to look at some areas of living. Let's start with your body. Notice how your body is constantly changing. Sometimes it is sick, and sometimes it is well. It may be rested or tired, may be strong or weak. You were once a tiny baby, but your body grew. You may have even had parts of your body removed, as in an operation. Your cells have died, and not all the cells in your body now were there when you were a teenager, or even last summer. Your bodily sensations come and go. Even as you have listened, they have changed. So if all this is changing, and yet the you that you call you has been there your whole life, that must mean that although you have a body, as a matter of experience and not of belief, you do not experience yourself to be just your body. So just notice your body now for a few moments, and as you do this, every so often notice that you are the one noticing. Now let's go to another area, your roles. Notice how many roles you have now or have had. Depending on who you are in life, these will vary. Sometimes you may be in the role of a parent. Other times, a son or daughter. Sometimes the role of a partner in a relationship. Sometimes the role of a former partner. Sometimes you play the role of a friend. Other times, the role of a stranger. Sometimes a valued worker. Sometimes a leader in some way or other. Sometimes a follower. Sometimes you play the role of belonging to a group, an insider. Sometimes the role of not belonging to a group, an outsider. In the world of form, you are in some role all the time. If you were to try to not play a role, then you would be playing the role of not playing a role. Even now, part of you is playing a role, the role of listener. Yet, all the while, notice that you are also present in another way. Part of you is watching and aware of what you are aware of. And in some deep sense, that you does not change. So if your roles are constantly changing, and yet the you that you call you has been there your whole life, it must be that although you have roles, you do not experience yourself to be your roles. Do not believe this. This is not a matter of belief. Just look and notice the distinction between what you are looking at and the you who is looking. Now let's go to another area, emotions. Notice how your emotions are constantly changing. Sometimes you feel love, and then sometimes hatred or anger. Sometimes calm, then tense, joyful, sorrowful, happy, sad. Even now, you may be experiencing emotions, interest, boredom, unease, relaxation. Think of things you have liked and don't like any longer. The fears that you once had that now are resolved. The only thing you can count on with emotions is that they will change. Although a wave of emotion comes, it will pass in time. Yet, while these emotions come and go, Notice that in some deep sense, the you call you does not change. It must be that although you have emotions, you do not experience yourself to be just your emotions. Allow yourself to realize this as an experienced event, not as a belief. In some very important and deep way, you experience yourself as a constant. You are you through it all. So just notice your emotions for a moment, and as you do, notice also that you are noticing them. Now let's turn to a most difficult area, your own thoughts. Thoughts are difficult because they tend to hook us and pull us out of our role as observer. If that happens, just come back to the sound of my voice. Notice how your thoughts are constantly changing. You used to be ignorant. Then you went to school and learned new thought. You have gained new ideas and new knowledge. Sometimes you think about things one way, and sometimes another. Sometimes your thoughts may make little sense. Sometimes they seemingly come up automatically, from out of nowhere. They are constantly changing. Look at your thoughts even since you began listening to this recording, and notice how many different thoughts you have had just since then. And yet, in some deep way, the you that knows what you think is not changing. So that must mean that although you have thoughts, you do not experience yourself to be just your thoughts. Do not believe this. Just notice it. And notice, even as you realize this, that your stream of thoughts will continue, and you may get caught up in them. And yet, in the instant that you realize that, you also realize that a part of you is standing back, watching it all. So now, watch your thoughts for a few moments, and as you do, notice also that you are noticing them. So, as a matter of experience and not of belief, you are not just your body, your roles, your emotions, your thoughts. These things are the content of your life, whereas you are the arena, the context, the space in which they unfold. And as you see that, notice that the things you've been struggling with and trying to change are not you anyway. No matter how this war goes, you will be there, unchanged. See whether you can take advantage of this connection to let go just a little bit, secure in the knowledge that you have been you through it all, and that you need not have such an investment in all this psychological content as a measure of your life. Just notice the experiences in all the domains that show up, and as you do, notice that you are still here, being aware of what you are aware of. Now again, picture yourself in this room. And now, picture the room. Picture the chair you're in. The walls. The furnishings. And when you are ready to come back into the room, open your eyes.